Well, I am so pleased to have the band We Banjo 3 in the studio with us, crowded in the studio. There's four of them, and we'll get to why there's four of them and a three in their name a little bit later on. They are brothers Enda and Fergal Skahill, Martin and David Howley, and they've been together since 2011 and individually have played with many different bands and other collaborations. There's Enda on banjo to my left, and then Martin on banjo and mandolin, and then we have David on guitar and vocals. I guess they all do vocals as well, right? And last but not least and best dressed is Fergal on the fiddle. Now, this is a band that brings serious cred to the acoustic music scene. Four guys from Galway that dwell largely in the bluegrass idiom with their native Irish overtones on top of that. They are the recipients of many awards and accolades. They play with spirit that matches their virtuosity, as those of you who saw them last night at Music Fest can, I'm sure, attest to. They will be playing tonight at Music Fest, and I'll give you more information on that towards the end of the interview. Gentlemen, welcome to WDIY, and thanks for showing up today.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Would you like to start off with a tune?
Well, we'll start off. This is from our brand new album, Roots to Rise Live, and this is called John's Browns.
All right. Thank you. sounds great. So the name, your increasing American fan base might be intrigued by the name We Banjo 3, and there's four of you. I know, I'm pretty sure three of you do play banjo, right?
We do, yeah. The band started with three banjo players in it at the start, and then we slowly learned other instruments, and we needed a real musician in the band, so we asked Fergal to join us, and he brought along his beautiful red pants. Irish people have a problem with numbers, I think. We'd like to be inventive and creative with them.
Yes. Let the mystery be. So who are your influences? Name some of your favorite musicians or the folks who have influenced you over the years.
Well, I think maybe one of the biggest ones would be Spice Girls. We really love the Spice Girls and everything they've done. Longtime fans. We've a variety of influences. As Dave said, we grew up playing Irish music, so the likes of the Bothy Band, Dannan, Lunasa in later years, Solace, Dervish, Alton would have been huge influences on our playing. And then in solo performance, people like Noel Hill, people like Frankie Gavin would have been huge influences on us also.
I'm pretty sure Paul Brady is the reason that I started singing in the first place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
And then to the American side, we became interested. We were two sets of brothers from Ireland. And obviously, America and Ireland share a rich cultural heritage and connection. And so when we discovered bluegrass music, we became deeply interested in the music of Americana. As the likes of Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings would be a big influence. As writers and as performers. And then to the more classic bluegrass stuff like Earl Scruggs, Flat and Lester and all those boys, to the modern stuff like Punch Brothers. Yeah, there was a huge gamut of cultural influence from all of those.
And we've been known to sing a Cher song as well from time to time and the Jackson 5. So there's a whole traipse of them in there.
Yeah, I'm sure you do those justice as well. You weren't in town on Sunday, or was it Saturday? Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives were here. They were terrific. Yeah. Travel. How do you get around? Yeah, so you're like on a lot of festivals that you're hitting on this particular tour, summer festivals in the States.
We drive as much as we possibly can. So there's four of us in the band, and then we have our sound engineer, Frank Marchand. Frank's from Baltimore.
Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger. So we drive as much as we can because we have a lot of gear. We bring all our own monitor system for on stage, and then we have loads and loads of merchandise. So we've got loads of t-shirts and CDs and vinyl and all of that kind of stuff. So drive as much as we can. When we can't, we fly, which is usually pretty interesting. Yeah. When you're arriving on with banjos and guitars and mandolins. And Martin had a kind of a thing going with the airlines recently, and he was trying to see how many carry-on bags he could possibly bring on board. And at one stage, five, I think, was the record, which involved kind of hiding smaller bags under his banjo on his back.
So if you work for an airline and you're listening to the show, we're We Banjo 3, we're really nice guys. We're looking for a sponsorship to fly around the country and play music. We'd love it.
Southwest would be great.
Yeah.
So since Frank is driving, for the most part, you don't have to drive on the wrong side of the road, or is it the right side of the road?
Frank sleeps a lot in the van. Yeah.
Frank is our late night expert at driving. We do these things called Education by Frank, where Frank will drive and whoever's sitting up front with him will create playlists on our Spotify of, well, basically we get educated about music. Frank has recorded and worked with almost everybody possible, and he will he'll be able to tell you, go to this random obscure band that none of us have ever heard of, go to their third album, their second song is called this, and 2 minutes and 50 seconds in, there's a guitar solo, and you do it, and it's there. So we enjoy going around the country. We love meeting people, and we've been very, very fortunate that we've gotten to play to an amazing amount of people over the last 9 years. And those people have supported us time and time again. It's the reason we get in the van. We brought out a new album this summer, and it went to Billboard Bluegrass number one. This is the third time that we've had a number one on the Billboard charts. And it's literally just because people are supporting us, and we're so thankful for it.
Yeah. That was Dave, the best looking Dave in the band. and so, fellas, how about another tune?
Yeah, we're going to do our take on an amazing American folk song called The Long Black Veil. Thank you.
10 years ago, on a cold dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the man who ran, he looked a lot like me. Now the judge said, son, what is your alibi? 'Cause if you were somewhere else, you won't have to die. But I spoke not a word, although it meant my life, 'cause I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave as a night winds wail. Nobody knows but me. Now the scaffold is high, and eternity's near, and she stands in the crowd, and she sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, when that cold wind blows in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave as a night winds wail. Nobody knows but me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave as a night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Well, there's four-part harmony there. As you can hear, not only are they terrific pickers, but they can sing as well. That's Long Black Veil, a song that's been covered by many. Johnny Cash, Rolling Stones. Yeah. I know Jerry Garcia did a version. Great job.
We learned it off our dad. Myself and Martin's dad used to sing it to us as a bedtime song when we were kids. There's questionable parenting at its best, isn't it?
Kind of a creepy bedtime song.
We loved it. Loved it.
So getting back to going around the world. You guys have played on all kinds of continents, right? Have you ever been to Australia?
Yeah, not as a band. It's on our list to get there. I think we've all traveled to Australia for holidays and we really liked it. But we travel to Japan every other year and we have a great time in Japan. They love Irish music and we love sushi. So it's a perfect match made in heaven.
What are some of your favorite places that you've played?
Well, we can tell you what's going to be our favorite place to play in the future. Yeah. That is the real question. We're coming back. We've played at Sellersville Theatre once before, and we're coming back again. And we have this amazing love of these parts. We find that crowds around here, I don't know, and maybe you mentioned this earlier, that people are used to Celtic music and used to Irish music.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of areas that we love playing in, because they get it. But we also like playing in places that we haven't played that very often, because we love when people come up after a show and go, you know, I didn't think I liked Irish music, but you guys are different. Or I don't know if I've ever listened to bluegrass music before. That's what our favorite thing is to do. And we're coming back. We're in Sellersville Theatre on January 14th.
Oh, excellent.
And we're very, very excited. We've got a great love for the audiences around here. The crowds are crazy. Martin had was pulled out into the audience last night at the festival and was brought dancing around the place. So that's the kind of energy that we look for. So any place that there's energy like that, we'll come and play.
Yeah, that's great news. You're listening to WDIY 88.1 FM, and we have the band We Banjos 3 in the studio. How about another tune?
Yeah, we'll do another one off Roots to Rise Live, and this is actually an unreleased song up until this album, and it's called Shine On.
One, two, three. Morning sunlight fills the room, and the clock tells me to go, 'cause there's people I need to see and places I need to be. But I wish that I could lie here with you, 'cause you are my nightlight and always my guiding star. You're the one who led me from the dark. When the night comes, I won't forget your spark. You're the one who led me from the dark. So shine on, shine on. With me. Dance with me tonight at Music Fest. Let me sweep you off your feet to the rhythm of our dream. Vow to I'd be forever counting sheep. So shine on, shine on.
How? So when
Hey, Shine On.
That's called Shine On, yeah.
Shine On, that's the lead track to your latest release.
Yeah,
your
first track on Roots to Rise Live, yeah.
Roots to Rise, which was just released. You guys have 6 albums out.
We do, and actually 2 of our albums are in the Billboard charts currently. Haven is back up there at number 5 in the Bluegrass chart, so it's really, really exciting. This has been such an exciting month for us, so.
Yeah.
We've been told it's Kanye West's favorite album this month. That's what we heard.
Yeah. Kanye.
Yeah, he's playing it nonstop in his house in he's a small little cottage out in LA. Oh, he's Yee now. He's shortened it down.
Oh, you know.
We changed our name to Wee, but it didn't catch on. No.
So I have one more question. The thing that you do that all Irish musicians do, the trill, is that what it's called?
Treble. You know,
where you're going? Is that what it's called?
It's called the coffee jitters, I think. Actually, is what
they're called. Triplets or trebles.
Treble.
And it's just one note played 3 times in its most basic format, but it is particularly unique to Irish music.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're not going to tell Americans how to do it.
Ah,
because they keep asking.
We have time for one more short one.
Yeah.
Possibly. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like a tune or would you like a song? You get to choose this.
A tune or a song?
So we're going to do a very special song that's particularly important to the Sellersville Theatre, which conveniently we're playing on January 14th.
Yeah.
It's called Sunflower, and we know that Sellersville is very famous for its sunflowers, so... We'll see you all there.
Yeah. We can talk all day.
Forgive me all my secret storms and all the rest that's in between. Turn towards the love, turn towards the love. From the earth we came to know the trenches where we learned to grow. Turn towards the love, turn towards the love. 'Cause you are my sunflower and you are a light that lets me grow. And you are my sunflower. Your gentle voice guides my way. Turn towards the love, turn towards the love. Teach me of the sun above, beneath the warmth of your love. Turn towards the love, turn towards the love. You are my sunflower, and you are a light that lets me grow. In the world, grow flowers in the garden and a hive for the honeybee. 'Cause you are my sunflower, and you are a light that lets me grow.
Enda, Fergal, Martin, David, Wee Banjo 3, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you so much
for having us.
And we will see you tonight at the Music Fest. They will be playing at 7 o'clock at the Red Stag Liederplatz.
We are doing a dance competition tonight, and you could be in with a chance to win a free ticket to our show if you're the best dancer.
What show is that, Dave?
It's January 14th.
Sellersville Theatre.
Thank you so much. We're really excited. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. And you can check them out at WeBanjo3.com.
Yeah, WeBanjo3.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the usual places.
Okay,
yeah.
That's three, the number three.
The number three, yeah.
You can check out where they're going to be. They're going to be back in Ireland in September.
Yeah, we have an Irish tour in September.
Then
yeah.
You're coming back here. But the more important date for those of us in the Lehigh Valley area is you're going to be at Sellersville.
Yeah.
On January 14th.
Yeah, we do a huge, massive winter tour every year, and that'll be part of that tour.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.